to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. Make sure you go to the Facebook page. That's Sean Green Show Media. And you can also follow me on Twitter. It's Sean Green Show on Twitter. Make sure you go there. Had to play a little bit of Foo Fighters because I finally got my tickets to the show. So I'm going to see Foo Fighters this August. I hope you guys join me to go see the Foo Fighters at Wrigley Field. I'll tell you more about that. Eric Davis, the managing editor at Movies.com and a contributing editor at Fandango.com. He's on a Super Celebrity Hotline with us right now. He joins us. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man?
I'm doing all right. So, all right. This is for the ladies because I sat through the first Magic Mike. Magic Mike sequel, the trailer just came out. You have an article on it on movies.com, so tell me a little bit more about it.
Yeah, well, Magic Mike XXL is what it's called, and basically it picks up the further adventures of Magic Mike, played by Channing Tatum. You watch the trailer, he's dancing all over his kitchen, he's hanging out, and it's kind of being billed as a road trip movie. Some of the same guys are returning from the original, Matt Bomer, Joe Mantegna. Not Matthew McConaughey, so you won't see him. But they added a bunch of new people, too, a bunch of girls, Jada Pinkett Smith, Amber Heard. So there's going to be some more women in this film as well.
Right, and I heard that Michael Strahan actually has a little part
Strahan,
of it.
Yeah, Michael Strahan's in it, Donald Glover. So some new guys as well. And I mean, you look at that trailer, you know what it's going to be. It's going to, you know, it's going to, it's the boys. They get down. They're going to be dancing. It's going to be stripping. There's going to be, you know, some guys dealing with problems. But, you know, the first one did so good that you had to have a sequel. So here comes the sequel. I think it comes out like July 1st, prime time summer slot. Get ready for it.
Right, and if you're a single guy and you just want to troll some chicks in the theater, I guess this is the best place to do it when you go see Magic Mike XXL. Also, John Wick 2, I didn't think this was going to happen, but apparently it's going to happen. So what's the story behind this?
Yeah, that's actually, we broke that news today on movies.com. We spoke to the directors of John Wick because the Blu-ray DVD just came out this week. And they admitted they're working on a sequel. You know, it's in development. That doesn't necessarily mean it's definitely going to happen. Keanu Reeves just signed on, what have you. They're probably just working on some ideas, working on a script right now. But, yeah, you know, this is a surprise. I thought it was one of the best action movies of 2014. The two guys that directed it are former stuntmen, and they worked with Keanu Reeves going all the way back to the Matrix movies to Point Break. And so they really know how to direct action. And so if you saw John Wick, a lot of the action sequences were really cool. And they set up a cool world, too, in terms of assassins and this hotel that they all stay at. It's a world that I actually want to see a sequel for. So I'm excited. This is one action movie that I would definitely see a sequel for. So hopefully we get it. We'll see what happens.
Right, and I think I said this to you before. Keanu Reeves has been one of those actors that's, you know, his career has been, you know, kind of up and then kind of down, but never really just, you know, after the Matrix movies, it was like he disappeared for a while, and then all of a sudden he's just coming back, you know, with all these different movies.
He is. You know, he kind of reminds me of Jake Gyllenhaal in a certain way, in that he's taken some risks with his career right now. You know, he's kind of says, okay, maybe I'm not the guy that's going to be in a bunch of Marvel superhero movies. Maybe I can make some riskier, edgier sort of genre movies and just take a chance. Keanu Reeves is a guy who loves martial arts. He loves swordplay. He loves kicking and punching people. So, you know, he's a good guy to get in an action movie, and he's doing pretty well. You know, he's also in a midnight movie I saw at Sundance called Knock Knock. That was pretty crazy, and he's taking some chances with some of his stuff, and I think it's paying off so much. So far, at least.
All right, good to go. We're talking with Eric Davis, the managing editor at Movies.com and the contributing editor at Fandango.com. What do we got coming out this week?
Well, for the kids, SpongeBob. SpongeBob SquarePants has a movie. And don't roll your eyes at that either, because it's actually pretty good. If there's one genre that's doing really well so far in 2015, it's family movies. Paddington, yeah. Really good movie. SpongeBob SquarePants, really good movie. You know, I don't know if it's as good as the Lego movie or as successful. It's going to be as successful as the Lego movie. That came out around this time last year. But it's really good. And even if you don't know SpongeBob, there are plenty of jokes for the adults in there, and it's really well done. And SpongeBob fans are going to love it. And, you know, give it a shot. If you're a parent, don't roll your eyes. SpongeBob movies, pretty good.
Yeah, because I know I caught myself watching SpongeBob a couple of times and actually laughing out loud watching it. So I'm definitely going to give that a chance. What else we got coming out this week?
And then other than SpongeBob, we have two really out there crazy fantasy movies. Like, if you're in the mood, you just want to get crazy. You want to see some crazy inventive movies with monsters and beasts and creatures and dragons. There's two of them for you. You have Jupiter Ascending. This is from the Wachowski siblings, and now they made The Matrix. This is a new original sci-fi movie starring Channing Tatum. Speaking of Magic Mike, Mila Kunis is in it too. And this is just a wild, super out there, spacey kind of movie about this woman who's fulfilling her destiny and this guy that's got to protect her and just out there. Just put it that way. It's out there.
And it was actually filmed here in Chicago too, right?
Yeah. And I think it's the kind of movie that if you're really looking to kind of go someplace else, be transported to another world, and if you like the Wachowskis, you know, they come up with very big, grand, very brainy science fiction ideas. And so that's what you're going to see. It's going to be a movie like none other that you see this year. That's guaranteed. So if that's what you're going to move for, give it a chance. Seventh Son, meanwhile, Jeff Bridges stars, Julianne Moore. And this is a little bit more of a sort of a knight fantasy movie where Jeff Bridges plays the last of these knights that has to hunt down this dragon who's played by Julianne Moore. Yes, she turns into a dragon in the movie. And he has to take on an apprentice to kind of help him defeat this evil dragon that's escaped his clutches. And so it's a little bit more pure fantasy. Some cool characters in it. This dragon has like a team of assassins. There's this one dude that's got like four arms and swords. That's pretty cool. A lot of different creatures. This giant bear. So if you're looking for a movie that's got people transforming into creatures and knights and dragons and all kinds of sort of beasts and stuff, that's Seventh Son for you. So like I said, two really out there fantasy movies. Just depending on how out there you want to be. But I say give one of them a shot because it's that kind of weekend. It's cold in most of the country. Go to the theaters. Take it. Let them take you someplace else.
All right, and there you have it. I think I'm going to check out all three because they all sound really good to me. Eric Davis, the managing editor at Movies.com and the contributing editor at Fandango.com. Make sure you go to Fandango.com. Make sure you go to Movies.com. Check out the Magic Mike trailer. Make sure you check that out. Make sure you check out the article on John Wick 2. Jupiter Ascending, Seventh Son, and SpongeBob SquarePants movie Sponge Out of Water. Make sure you check all that stuff out. If you want to follow Eric Davis on Twitter, you most certainly can. It's at Eric Davis, so make sure you check that out on Twitter. Eric, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thanks a lot, man.
And we'll be back right after this.